urge them over the next few months. Kaspersky says it's disappointed and it denies having any inappropriate ties with the Russian or any other government. I'm Chris Barnes.
Two internal investigations into the arrest of a University of Utah nurse have upheld negative findings against the two officers involved. That's according to the mayor of Salt Lake City. Alex Wubbles was arrested in late July after she refused to do a blood draw demanded by a Salt Lake City police detective. An independent civilian review board voted to sustain the findings against Detective Jeff Payne and Lieutenant James Tracy. The officers will have 3 weeks to respond to the investigations. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A new report says the Naval Shipyard in Richmond, Virginia, and other locations costing billions of dollars into the government because of backlogs. Here's Frank Hammond.
The Government Accountability Office shows that over the past 5 years, the cost of backlogged projects at the nation's four shipyards has grown by 41% at a cost of nearly $5 billion. The estimate to clear the backlog is 19 years. The GAO analysis shows that the average age of equipment has exceeded its useful life. The other shipyards are in Kittery, Maine, Bremerton, Washington, and Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
The North Korean government sounding off again over sanctions brought against them by the United Nations. Here's correspondent John Clemens.
The escalation of tensions follows tighter restrictions on all shipments of fuel to Pyongyang and for a total ban on textile exports. Suzanne Schulte of the North Korean Freedom Coalition, who helps refugees escape to South Korea, has been following the intensity of these threats. She says North Korean refugees are desperate for freedom.
North Koreans are unlike any refugees in the world. They have a place to go for immediate resettlement because under the South Korean Constitution, North Koreans can avail themselves of South Korean citizenship. So they have a place to go.
I'm John Clemens.
The California legislature supporting a bill co-authored by a San Francisco assemblyman providing 1 year of community college free for every incoming freshman. USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
There's Colonel Jessup there in our little opening promo there. You can't handle the truth. Let me tell you something. Those are some true words. That's an accurate statement, to say the least. In my job here as a radio talk show host, I take great pride in not pandering. And oftentimes I'll hear from radio station owners or producers, and, you know, that's not a popular thing that you're talking about there. You may turn people off. And I'm like, is it true? Is it true? Is it accurate? Yes, it is. And we never deviate from that. Never deviate from that here on the program. And I'm telling you right now, more often than not, it involves me getting nasty phone calls and messages and emails and all sorts of stuff telling me, you know, and calling me every single name in the book. And none of these arguments that are presented more often than not they're not the slightest bit coherent. They don't try to challenge me on my arguments. They just like to call names. And again, I learned this many, many moons ago in radio, and we don't take, the listeners of the program, the weekend program, our big weekend show, we're on 6 days a week. Big weekend program, we don't take phone calls. I just have way too much we have to go over. Our Monday through Friday program, we do. But I learned in regards to taking phone calls from listeners is never, ever, ever argue with an idiot, because they are well-versed and experienced in the art of idiocy, and they drag you down to their level, and you don't want to go there. You just have to let it go. If people are not willing to listen to reason, then there's no sense in even having a conversation with them. There's no sense. Lots of different analogies I can give for this. There was a scene in Godfather 3 where the cardinal is showing Michael Corleone, the mafioso Don, a rock, and he shows that it's wet on the outside, and he smacks the rock into it. He says, "Look at this, it's wet on the outside." He says, "That's like Christianity. That's like Jesus. On the outside, it's been around all the time, but it can't make its way into people." Or you can take a look at Plato's Allegory of the Cave, people just staring at shadows on the wall, not willing to take a look into the light. This past week, obviously, and we're dealing with this now, we're dealing with these god-awful storms that are taking place. And a topic was brought up. And this is an economic topic that is important. This is stuff, honestly, this is something that should be discussed in schools between kids. This would help them to understand how the free market works. It is a very, very popular thing for attorney generals and powers that be and, you know, people involved with politics to come on the air when there's a storm or there's an issue and talk about price gouging. The attorney general for the state of Florida, Pam Bondi, came out and said that she's not going to tolerate price gouging in Florida, and she's going to fine and possibly jail people. And this is a Republican, supposed Republican. Again, Republicans have no, it's because you call yourself a Republican does not mean you are a free market person, does not mean you are a conservative. It means that, you know what, you're a member of a party that has an elephant as their logo and you get money from them. That's all. That's all it means. So here she is, she's talking about price gouging, and I want to pull my hair out. She wants to jail people for store owners for charging what they want for a product. I have people listening to the program right now. But Mr. Markowski, it's not right that they raise the price of their products because of a storm. Okay, let's follow the logic here. Is it not okay for, I don't know, hotels to raise their prices when their occupancy fills up, or JetBlue or Southwest to raise their prices based upon the amount of people that are flying? That's not okay. You're telling me that that's not all right? There's something called supply and demand. They call it price gouging. You don't want to call it price gouging. You know, it's not price gouging. It's, you know what it's preventing? It's preventing scarcity is what it's doing. Preventing scarcity. So let's say a case of water in Florida. A case of water in Florida normally will say $5. I know it's even cheaper than that. Let's say it's $5. So up, all of a sudden, here comes a hurricane. Here comes a storm. People are rushing out to buy bottled water. And there's a run on the bottled water. And the store owner says, you know what? Because of the demand, we're going to raise the price of bottled water to $15. You dare get angry at the store? Why? Do you understand that that store is actually doing a service? Because it will cut down on people hoarding that product, which will allow for more people to have that product. That is the whole concept behind supply and demand. It's not gouging. It's the free market. Why do you go that the stores and the shelves are empty of canned goods and batteries and all this stuff? And why is this? Well, because stores can't raise their prices based upon demand. That's why. If stores were allowed, they weren't afraid of the big bad government coming in and fining them and putting them under arrest for pricing their product based upon what the market would bear at that point in time, you wouldn't have all of these problems. And again, the idiocy of it all. Bottled water? Runs on bottled water? Do you not have running water at your house? Do you not have a tap there at your house? There's a knob there. It's oftentimes a blue knob, or sometimes it's got a C on it. And if you turn that, cold water will come out of it. And you know what? You can put that cold water into containers too. It's absurd. It really is. Not to mention the fact, again, that, gee whiz, every single year, right before hurricane season, they constantly have reminders out there. Make sure that you're stocked up on batteries, flashlights, all of the things that you need. So you waited to the last minute, and now all these people are coming out there, and you're going to complain that you're paying a higher price? You're kidding, right? And you're seeing all the people clamoring out there to buy plywood. Geez, might you have thought about this when the prices were lower? Isn't that the whole concept? To buy low and to sell high, you're going to wait until a storm comes and then you're going to load up? Actually, had fights breaking out at Home Depots in South Florida over plywood. There is no such thing as gouging. Collusion, on the other hand, is something different. This is where businesses get together and work to set a price. This is why monopolies are bad. And this is why we need more competition in society, because then they can, people, various different businesses can compete over price. But the reason why you have empty shelves, no canned goods available, no water available, is because the products weren't priced accordingly. If the prices went up, people would have bought less. Their tendency to overbuy is, oh, you know what? I need all these cases of water. Then what do you have? Nothing left. Oh, I know. I'm real harsh here. But there's no buts about it. Every single time the government gets involved in pricing products, subsidizing products, I don't care whether it's the government's involvement in the housing market with Freddie or Fannie. I don't care if it's the government's involvement with healthcare. I don't care if it's the government's involvement with student loans. Every single time the government gets involved, it screws things up. They have no right to tell a private business what they can charge. We make fun of countries like Venezuela. Venezuela, under Chavez and under Maduro, you want to cheap gallon of gasoline, go to Venezuela. They artificially force those prices down to ridiculously low levels. Want to know what they also do there? Oh, they put price controls on products in grocery stores. You can't charge any more than this. Guess what they don't have any more of? Food! Yeah, I saw a video this past week of Venezuelans butchering a dog in the streets for food. They're breaking into the zoos to kill the animals for food. So, if you ever wanted to try a panda burger, now's a good time. You get on a plane, you go to Venezuela, you can probably try a panda burger because they have no choice. They're going to be eating pandas. This is what happens under price controls. This is what communists do. All these good little Republicans out there talking about price gouging. Again, dumb as a box of rocks. No understanding on how the free market works. And the importance, the necessity, the need for businesses to price their product based according to the market. Again, I know. Send me nasty emails. I'm heartless. I don't care. I had one. Well, Mr. Markowski, what if you had a kid? What if you had a kid and they raised the price of diapers? You had a baby. I would have been prepared. I would have had them. I would have made do. It is what it is, people. It is what it is. I lived in Southwest Florida. Guess what? I had my flashlights. I had my batteries. I had, well, you know what? I had my water, and you know what? I had a filter on my tap water. So, you know what? If there was a storm coming, I could have filled up jugs, and I would have been just fine. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Hey, listen, people, it's the truth when it comes to gouging. It's the truth. Might not like it, but it's the truth. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. It's over now.
Forget all these formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite, it's unbelievable.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
The largest custom window covering company in North America, with over 25 years in business, has teamed up with the most established name in smart home technology. Together, we're introducing Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Now, opening and closing your shades with a touch of a button is easier than ever. Program them to open and close for safety, energy savings, and peace of mind. They work with so many smart home devices. You can control them from anywhere in the world with your smartphone. And since they're cordless, they're a great choice for kids and pets. Smart Shades are so easy to use and easy to afford. Get style and service for every budget. Get Smart Shades from Budget Blinds and Lutron. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for your free smart home consultation. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Mike Hewitt here with a minute of common sense. Lots of folks, for the first time in generations, fear their children's future will be less. Maybe that's true, but it doesn't have to be. The American family is under assault. We're told this is about lifestyle choices. Nonsense. Last year, 48% of all the births were to unwed mothers. Not all single-parent families are bad, but such overwhelming numbers offer predictable results. We must save the American family and return education to local control. Teach your sons to be honorable men and your daughters to respect the women they'll become. Teach them to be smart, to think forward, to understand that some decisions cannot be undone, that the best decisions usually require the most work, and about the gifts of marriage, the result of effort and of being true. These things rather than the excitement of marriage and the ease of divorce. Folks, it's just common sense. If we don't save the American family, nothing else we say or do will matter. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Right, said Fred. Actually, this song sounds a lot like Taylor Swift's new song. I was pretty disappointed this past week. I'm going to be honest. I've been a U2 fan since the 1970s, showing you my age. They got to put out their latest single, and it's it's another one of those C plus efforts. I'm just tired of the C plus efforts. I really am. We need more A plus efforts out of some rock bands. There's a couple. I just have a difficult time finding new bands, and I kind of stick to some of the old ones out there. And come on, guys, it's just safe C plus music. Anyway, I digress. My opinion. You might like it. Anyway, you know what? I forgot to. I gave a litany of things. We were talking about the government getting involved and starting to control things. I'm going to give another example of this, which has led to major problems. Changed the complete dynamic of the country. And this was in World War II. This was in World War II when the many men were off fighting all over the world. The federal government stepped in and put in wage control laws, basically limiting how much businesses could pay people. Limiting, because they didn't want certain businesses to have an unfair advantage and able to grab the available workforce and pay people and then put other companies out of business. Again, it's intentions, right? The road to hell, the road to serfdom, the road to communism, all that stuff is paved with good intentions. What did businesses do? They found a way around it. That is when they started offering insurance and benefit packages and all of this stuff that didn't qualify as wages to get and retain workers. So now we've got everyone thinks that, hey, it's the employer's responsibility to pay for people's retirement. It's the employer's responsibility to pay for, take care of people's health care. That wasn't always the case. Again, another example of the government meddling where it should. Anyway, I had to touch on this quickly. Do you remember when Barack Obama said, I think it's pretty close to the same point in time, where he was telling people, you didn't build that. You didn't build that. He came out and he said in some speech, he said, at a certain point, you've made enough money. Certain point in time, you've made enough money. Meaning what? Well, what is enough money, Barack? He didn't specify what that number was. He didn't specify. I didn't say, tell anybody, what was the magic number? What's the magic number when you've made enough money? No, he didn't. But guess what? The Obamas right now are looking to buy a $15 million vacant lot in Martha's Vineyard. $15 million lot in Martha's Vineyard. So we obviously know that you've made enough money. It's higher than $15 million. We know that much. He never filled us in on what that number was when you should just say, you know what? The rest of the money should just go to the government. Anyway, this story... It's a Labor Day story that has just passed us by. Americans work harder than any other country's citizens. Shocker. Shocker. And, well, the reality is that they're working harder. We're all working harder for less. Yeah, unless you get to that, you know, get that top of the 1% group there and you're in certain industries. You know, I've described this, and trust me, I feel it. I feel it. God willing, and it continues. Our business, we continue to grow. We continue to grow, and it's fantastic, and it's great to see the revenues increase year in, year out, and our clients doing well. Our clients doing well in regards to their revenues and their business. But let me tell you something, okay? And this goes for people all over the country. It's a constant conversation I have with our clients, people we do business with all over the country. I'm working harder and harder and harder. And granted, we're making more money, but I feel like I'm on a hamster wheel. I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere. Again, I made fun of U2's new song, but they had a great song off of Joshua Tree called Running to Stand Still. That's what it feels like. How many people out there right now feel that way? Feel like you're putting in the hours, you're putting in the work, and then you know what? You get the kudos from your accountant at the end of the year. Wow, you guys had a great year. Look at those revenues. But it feels like you've gotten nowhere. Spending more in taxes. Spending a hell of a lot more on health care, regulations. It just all seems to go away, right? Yeah, you're not the only ones, and it's accurate. And you take a look at wages here in this country, going back to 2000, still gone nowhere. The burdens have continued. They continue to lie to us about inflation numbers here in the country, what things cost. But hey, trust me, I feel it, people. I do. I feel it as well. Anyway. Got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com is our site, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff at Watchdog on WallStreet.com. 800-471-5984, our 24-hour day help hotline. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We do not have control of our borders. So we need border security and enforcement as part of any agreement.
House Speaker Paul Ryan at a press conference talking about a letter from Democratic leaders in the House and Senate saying they struck a deal with President Trump over the Dreamers. Paul Ryan said that's not the case.
The president and the chief of staff called me from Air Force One today to discuss what was discussed. And it was a discussion, not an agreement or a negotiation.
The president heading back to Washington after visiting Florida today. While in Fort Myers, Trump commended first responders, including members of the Coast Guard and FEMA. The president also praised Republican Governor Rick Scott for his organization in response to the crisis. Trump said that perhaps Scott needs to run for the Senate when his term as governor expires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I've been pretty serious today. I got a stack of really kind of interesting side stories. I don't even know if I'll be able to get to them today on the program. We have been loaded with stuff. Anyway, welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I got a kick out of this story. I did. There will be blood. That was a good movie. But I've used that movie here. We've actually played clips from it with the I drink your milkshake. I drink it all up. Anyway, S&P warns failure to raise debt ceiling would be more catastrophic than Lehman. I want to break this down for everybody because this is bull excrement. I mean, you remember the bull excrement that fell on Biff in Back to the Future when he crashed his car into the back of the bull excrement truck? Yeah. S&P, Moody's are on the take. They have absolutely zero credibility. Zip, zero, zilch, nada. I don't know how anybody, I don't even know how they're still in business, honestly. How are they still in business at this point in time after all the crap ratings that they put on all those collateralized debt obligations, mortgage-backed securities 10 years ago? How is it? How can you not see that all of the mortgages in that security were being given to people with very low credit worthiness? Ninja loans. No income, no job, no assets. You didn't see that? And you thought that if you combined all of them together, they would be cool, they'd be great, they'd be AAA? I'm telling you that they're on the take, and they're also on the take from the government, because they do the government's bidding. I want you to go back in time a little bit. John Kerry. John Kerry was ticked off. He was on air talking about the Republicans shutting down the government and the United States credit rating being dropped by S&P and Moody's. Look what those evil Republicans did shutting down the government. Oh, my God, our credit rating dropped. Hey, let me ask a question. Did our borrowing costs go up when credit goes down? No. No. It was BS. It was a political move. It was the Democrats putting pressure on S&P and Moody's to do so in order to get their way, because then they can go on TV and complain about nothing and get, again, the ignorant masses out there to nod their head, okay, John Kerry's saying it, S&P and Moody's saying it, then it must be the case. People, when are you going to wake up and start being the slightest bit curious? When are you going to start watching these things and start using your instincts and saying, that's BS, that can't be right, that can't be true? Just because it's on TV, just because it's coming out of the mouth of some politician, you should automatically assume that it's a lie and check it out. Automatic. Failure to raise debt ceiling could be catastrophic. Give me a break. Nothing of the sort. I'll talk quickly about interest rates. It's actually money manager out there was kind of comparing it to scary movies and talking about other times over the past 20 some odd years where interest rates went up and it had devastating effects, and it went back to the Asian financial crisis, to the Russian currency crisis, to long-term capital management, straight on through. And he actually put out a scare here. He said, imagine if a 500% increase in rates were to occur, which would basically put interest rates back at the norm. Run that through a model and see what happens. Run again. This is why it's not going to happen. They can't let it happen. I mean, they can let it happen to countries like Greece, but not the United States. And we are the tallest midget in the room. We are. 19 European countries. I'm not making this up. 19 European countries, including Cyprus, who just went through a major banking crisis where they had to do a bail-in. 19 European countries have negative interest rates. Their two-year sovereign rates are negative. Switzerland is almost 1%. Yeah, you've asked, well, who would buy all this stuff? Well, yeah. The banks buy the government debt because they need to have, by law, they need to have cash and cash equivalents on their books. They have no choice but to buy it. And that's what they do. Again, think about that for a second. Think about that. You are, in essence, giving the government, you are lending the government money, and they are charging you for it. Does this sound at all normal? No, that's a tax, is what that is. That's confiscatory. That's confiscatory. Normal people not going out and doing this, but the banks have to do it. So indirectly, yes, it's affecting you. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311. 210-0311.
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through, and they're not going to be perfect. And they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
Rabcoins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at 100inchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
So this was a great 1990s album. This is Annie Lennox, Diva, the name of the album. Great, great album. Anyway, welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Man, they say in The Shining there, all work and no play make Jack a dull boy. Well, I got to have a little, need to have a little bit of fun here in the All Skate Hour, the show here. We've been being all seriousness throughout the program. These are serious stories. But again, I want everybody to pay close attention to what's happening to your country. This was out of New Jersey. My jaw dropped. Parents of students at a New Jersey high school, Randolph, New Jersey, they were forced. They had 75 kids that were forced. They gave the parents 2 hours. Forced to take their kids to give a blood and urine test for alcohol. This is after it was discovered they found a can of beer, an empty can of beer at the high school football game. I don't know. First and foremost, I don't know what parents would actually agree with something like that. I don't know what kind of nut job superintendent thinks it's a great idea to force kids to give blood and urine tests over something like this. But again, it shows you, it's just another example of just the people willing to give up their freedom. If the kid, and again, the superintendent threatened, said the kids would be suspended from school if they didn't go submit to a blood and urine test. What? Again, this is the United States of America. At least I thought it was. But again, little by little by little, and hey, it starts to snowball. We give up more of our freedoms. Anyway, I wanted to touch on this too. And I mentioned this group here on the program, and I told you they were a big, fat fugazi, a big scam. And that's the Southern Poverty Law Center. Found out they got about $69 million. $69 million in offshore tax havens. Yeah, they're out there using their legal power to help people. $69 million in offshore tax havens. How much do you think the executives at the Southern Poverty Law Center make? It's a joke. It's just another shakedown organization. Again, the mafia started this a long time ago, and now they just managed to legalize it. That's all it did. Legalize protection racket, and they get businesses to chip in and give them money. And let me tell you something. These people are nuts. They actually came out. The Southern Poverty Law Center said army bases are Confederate monuments that need to come down. Yep. That's right. Fort Hood in Texas, Fort Bragg in North Carolina, and Fort Benning in Georgia are on a list of 1,500 Confederate monuments that the SPLC claims could inspire more violence like what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. Could inspire more violence? Inspire. Oh, I'm inspired to commit violence by that statue or the name on that army base. If you are inspired to commit violence by a statue or the name on an army base, well, then you need to be committed. Hey, my grandmother, well, we never called her. We called her Nanny, which, you know, kind of an Italian kind of a thing. She used to threaten us when we were kids, when we were acting out of control. She used to say the men with the white coats were going to come and take us and bring us to Poughkeepsie. I guess there's a mental institution in Poughkeepsie because when we kids were acting nuts. Anyway, if you're inspired by violence due to seeing a statue or the name on a military base, you need to go to Poughkeepsie. Americans continue to get fatter, and Leon is getting larger, and it's delivering a huge blow to the country, both in higher health care costs and undercutting military recruiting. This is interesting. I don't necessarily believe these numbers because according to the government's numbers, Tom Cruise is obese, Will Smith is obese, and I'm obese, according to the government's numbers. But they're saying it's costing. Healthcare costs for obese adults and children is $150 billion a year. I don't understand how children are affected by this. They're saying right now nearly one quarter of military recruits are rejected because they are obese, and it costs the Pentagon $1 billion a year in added healthcare costs for obese troops and their families. But wait a second. You're in the military means that you're a soldier. Shouldn't it just be a requirement that you have to stay in shape? You're not going to make the soccer team if you're overweight because you're not able to complete your job. You're not able to run for 10 miles a game. Shouldn't the same thing hold true for the military? Why are we paying extra healthcare costs when their job is to be in shape? Again, Dewey Oxberg from Stripes, lean, mean, fighting machine, right? What's stunning, this report as well, 70% of today's youth are not fit to serve in the military due to obesity, being overweight, criminal records, drug misuse, or educational deficits. Yeah. America, 70% of our youth today couldn't do it. Wow. Again, mind-blowing stuff. Hey, one other mind-blowing stuff here. I give you the culture and the country we live in. They had a big Greek meeting. Fraternities and sororities had this big event at Ole Miss. It got shut down. Why did it get shut down? Not because they were hazing, the old school stuff. Not because they were drinking too much, doing funnels, playing beer bong. It's because somebody saw a banana peel in a tree. Again, I keep thinking of Beverly Hills Cop. Is this the man who put the banana in the tailpipe? Is this the man who put the banana peel in the tree that got everybody out of whack? Yeah. America, 2017. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Have a wonderful week, everybody. God bless.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We do not have control of our borders, so we need border security and enforcement as part of any agreement.
House Speaker Paul Ryan at a press conference talking about a letter from Democratic leaders in the House and Senate saying they struck a deal with President Trump over the Dreamers. Paul Ryan said that's not the case.
The president and the chief of staff called me from Air Force One today to discuss what was discussed. And it was a discussion, not an agreement or a negotiation.
The president heading back to Washington after visiting Florida today. While in Fort Myers, Trump commended first responders, including members of the Coast Guard and FEMA. The president also praised Republican Governor Rick Scott for his organization in response to the crisis. Trump said that perhaps Scott needs to run for the Senate when his term as governor expires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. so it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring, when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We do not have control of our borders. So we need border security and enforcement as part of any agreement.
House Speaker Paul Ryan at a press conference talking about a letter from Democratic leaders in the House and Senate saying they struck a deal with President Trump over the Dreamers. Paul Ryan said that's not the case.
The president and the chief of staff called me from Air Force One today to discuss what was discussed. And it was a discussion, not an agreement or a negotiation.
The president heading back to Washington after visiting Florida today. While in Fort Myers, Trump commended first responders, including members of the Coast Guard and FEMA. The president also praised Republican Governor Rick Scott for his organization in response to the crisis. Trump said that perhaps Scott needs to run for the Senate when his term as governor expires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
One very liberal Democrat senator is concerned about the new iPhone. Here's Chris Barnes.
The new iPhone 10 can recognize its owner's face. And Minnesota Democratic Senator Al Franken says he's worried the company could share that biometric data with other businesses or law enforcement. Franken sending a letter to the company this week outlining his concerns. Apple says the face data will be kept on individual iPhones, not sent to a data cloud. But Franken still says he wants to know how the tech giant would handle requests for that kind of data from phones. I'm Chris Barnes.
Florida's Democratic Senator Bill Nelson is speaking out about the 8 deaths at a nursing home in Hollywood, Florida.
This specific case, I can tell you what I think. I think it is an emerging scandal of gargantuan proportions with 8 deaths already. The police will get to the bottom of this in their investigation.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest.
And pretty nice weather coming up for the next couple of days. Enjoy it because got no idea what's going to happen with Irma and Jose when they start to come our way. And they will come. In what form and how demonstrative, I don't know. But be on the lookout.